In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pick up our gospel lesson with the same theme as last Sunday being emphasized for us again: Jesus as the bread of heaven. Our translation says in verse 41 that the crowd began to complain about Jesus and his claim of being the bread of heaven. Some other translations render that as murmured. I like that word a little bit better for this passage because it not only conveys the fact that they are complaining about Jesus, but how they are complaining. With murmur, you can hear that complaint, hear the low tone grumbling, hear the arguments being shared and passed around from person to person. You also get the sense of a murmur building, their anger rising and building in intensity. We must remember that these people are following Jesus because they have seen his miracles and they have heard his sermons. Many must regard him as a teacher and a prophet. They also know him as one of their own. They know his family. They saw him grow up, learn his trade, and eventually leave home. They know him just as well as they know one another. When they pair this familiarity with his declaration, you know what I'm trying to say, of being the bread of heaven, the complaining, the murmuring begins. How can the bread of heaven, how can something come down from God, how can something be holy and blessed also be common, also be ordinary, also be mundane? How can the God from on high, the inaccessible, the unknowable, now be found in someone so familiar, someone so accessible? Jesus is challenging their fundamental understanding about God. God is no longer distant and removed. God is now among us, fully incarnate in this world, fully incarnate in a human life. And so they murmur, knowing themselves all too well, knowing their own failings, their own faults, all their sins that they carry with them, fears and doubts, betrayals and lies. These all too familiar things, these all too well-known human traits are now being presented to them as the bread of heaven, is now being offered to them as their salvation. This has been and is and will continue to be one of the great mysteries and miracles of the Christian faith. Again and again, Jesus shows us that God approaches us in ways that we least expect. Look for God to reign in power, and Jesus comes as a humble and poor man. Look for God in glory, and Jesus is nailed to a cross. Look for God to sit in judgment, and we hear words of mercy and forgiveness spoken from one of Jesus' last breaths. Look for the risen, resurrected body of Christ, and we find bread and wine and ourselves. God reaches out to us. God calls to us. God is to be found in the most unexpected of ways and places, in the life of a human, in the death of a body, in the familiar substance of bread and wine. God descends. God enters into our lives and into our world because God loves us. God seeks us out where we are. And so God is found in the ordinary, the familiar. For the people in our gospel today, this just might be too much for them to accept. And I get it. I understand their murmuring. Because if you accept Jesus as the bread of heaven, as God incarnate in the world, then you have to start seeing the world around you differently. You have to start seeing the people around you differently. You have to start seeing yourself differently. All around us are the means of grace, everyday things carrying the holy in them, sacraments, gifts from God. In baptism, water becomes a means of God's grace. It washes over us and cleans our souls. Water becomes something more. It becomes rebirth. It becomes forgiveness. In the Eucharist, ordinary bread and wine are transformed. They become holy food for you, God's holy people. It does not just feed our bodies, it feeds our souls. It reminds us that Christ died for us, that Christ rose from the dead for our salvation. And it makes us a part of that resurrected body, living members of his heavenly and eternal body. You, through God's grace, you are transformed. And your lives become living sacraments in the world. Every act of love, every act of compassion, every act of justice you perform is a blessing to others. Every word of encouragement, every word of comfort, every word of praise become sacraments in the world. They carry with them God's holy presence. Perhaps this is the most unexpected part of God's entering our world, that God calls us. God uses us to do his holy work. Where there is a need, God sends us to be the charitable hands of Jesus, comforting the sick, giving to the poor. Where there is a need for peace, God sends us to be Jesus' heart of reconciliation, forgiving others, showing mercy as we have been forgiven and shown mercy. Where there is injustice, God sends us to be the voice of Christ, to call out evil for what it is and speak truth to power. These facts might make others murmur. It might make us murmur. But it is what we have been called to. It is what we have been made to be. God's holy people, living lives of love in the world, fed by the bread of heaven, and sharing that glory with others. Amen.